by the eternal argument over what ultimately is the provincialism of college football. I don't think there's any sport, Shane, that promotes arguments along provincial lines more than college football.
No, because it's not like college basketball where 68 teams get a chance to win it
right.
all.
Right, yeah.
So we will always have these discussions or slash arguments for those
sure.
that, for those that get left out, no matter how much we expand, if we do, assuming we do, 7 years from now or whenever.
Right.
All right, Nick held through the break. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, provincialism. Hey, I heard Bruce said provincialism, and provincialism has to – I mean, that's it, isn't it? I mean, a line – doesn't a line have to be drawn into the sand to say, as long as this is an FBS championship, it's not a Power 5 championship. So you can't really say, well, you can take – the top, you know, let's guarantee the Power 5 champions, and then maybe if little old USC or UCF or somebody like that is good enough, we'll let them in. Because they really don't have a chance to prove that on the field, because it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? I mean, the big boys don't want to play them, so they can't have a strong strength of schedule. So as long as those champions aren't guaranteed a spot, then they're never going to get a chance to prove it. Except for the highly outside chance. Perhaps Boise State might have got a chance if the playoff was intact when they were doing good.
If we have, Nick, the Power Fives get an auto bid and we expand eight, then that's what we need to tell the CFP committee.
I would agree with that. But I would even take it a step further. I would say every conference champion, no matter what your conference is, you get in and then have, you know, there's 10 conferences, right? So you could have two at-large bids, most likely going to be from a Power 5 conference, or you could go to 16. I don't know if we really need to go that big, but I feel like you either need to draw a line in the sand in the top 72 biggest schools, just make their own thing, or stop calling it the FBS championship, you know?
Yeah, I've long said I think there needs to be two championships in Division One, and for the very reason that you're talking about, Nick.
Yeah,
and I don't have a problem with that. I don't think because let's face it. I mean, I think you'd agree with this, Nick. Maybe you wouldn't. I won't speak for you. 9 times out of 10, the four teams that come into the CFP. With even without the committee being involved, if it's you and me having a beer and Shane, the three of us, and we're going to figure out who the four best teams in college football are generally going to swim in that Power 5 pool, right?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's where they're going to come from.
And 9 times out of 10, even if they're the top of the group of five teams, then sorry about that, that's my GPS. But even if they're the top of the FBS teams, those teams are going to get waxed in the playoff anyway, just like, you know, the little conference champions do in the NCAA tournament. But at least they have a chance, because really, they don't have a shot at this point.
No, they don't.
To win a championship.
No,
their own
they
team.
Don't.
We're in agreement
no,
there.
No, you're right.
Thank you, Nick.
You're right. Yeah, good call, Nick. Agreed.
A flurry of calls there.
Yeah.
I think that's
well,
your fault.
Well, I mean, you know, you start getting in. Yeah, you get – you. When you
you
step on someone else's lawn in college football, you're going to hear about it, man.
Oh, nice.
It's incredible how defensive. And I'm not saying any of our callers.
And that's fine, though, too. I mean, it's not like any of the callers that called had the outlandish takes either. But that's your right. Feel free. Mm-hmm. Man, we'll entertain them. We won't cut you off. We'll give you your floor if you want it. We got to get to the Twitter question, and then we got to get to Dan Israel in 8 minutes finally talk some Chiefs with old Dan from Chiefs Radio Network as they get ready for Indianapolis Saturday afternoon. It was announced after we went off the air that Mike Pelfrey, former Shocker great and former big leaguer, has been hired as a pitching coach at Wichita State. So that's the subject of our Twitter question. And we can circle back to this when we get more time after Dan, if we want, or if you guys want, 869-1240, at KFH Radio, at Cindy OHRO. What do you think of the new Shocker hire of pitching coach Mike Pelfrey? Now, the background here is that he really has no background when it comes to coaching. He was the volunteer coach at Newman. This past fall, he had re-enrolled at Wichita State to finish up his degree in an effort to get to where he is now. But Mike Steele's resignation has expedited the process. And I have it on good authority that Todd Butler got quite a few calls from ex-Shockers expressing an interest in this job, and not surprising. But he went with Mike Pelfrey. So that's the question. What do you think of the new Shocker hire of pitching coach Mike Pelfrey? Great. No-brainer hire. No-brainer being one word, of course.
Right.
No-brainer hire. Cautiously optimistic, or boy, I'm not sure. 56% say it's great, a no-brainer hire. And if I had a vote, that's what I would say, too, for a myriad of reasons. 35% say they're cautiously optimistic, and 9% say, boy, I'm not sure.
Here's the thing that's stunning is that, and think about the guys that could have called, from Pelfrey to Capra to fill in the blank. Think about how fortunate you are to be, with the timing of this thing, to be able to have candidates like that right on your doorstep. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but the boy I'm not sure camp would say, well, these guys have never been in anybody's living room before, and that's true. Capra, Pelfrey.
But don't you have to answer the question in terms of it's the middle of January?
Absolutely. Yes, of course.
I would.
There's a time crunch that we're on here. And even since they made the hire, Mike is going to have to accelerate his familiarity with these players because he didn't recruit them. The only thing he's seen is anything that he's seen on video or, you know, basically getting a crash course talking with the current coaching staff. So,
well, I'd say there's going to be a lot of bullpens thrown in the next couple of weeks.
Well, however many are allowable, that's
right
for sure, because they haven't started practice yet. And then there's that thing, too. It's not like getting ready for spring training where you can, you know, work with them ad nauseum or however much you need to get up to speed. So, interesting Twitter question. Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network, is coming up next.